Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line from Illinois, Dr. David Aob, and Dr. Aob's a radiologist, but he works half-time and spends the rest of the time researching what's going on in the world, and we're really so fortunate to have him doing that, because he has had a chance to come up with some amazing information, and as he began to connect the dots, he comes up with the most incredible story. There are a lot of things going on in the world that, quite frankly, I find it difficult to explain. I know what's going on, but how do we begin to tie it together? Well, he's done a wonderful job, and I think it'll be fascinating as we begin exploring the material he's put together. Thank you so very much for being with us, David.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, remember, this is a different audience, so you can repeat exactly what you've said before. Why don't you tell our listeners how you sort of got started in this whole, this odyssey of trying to figure out what was going on with the worldwide vaccination program, which is being financed by the likes of Bill Gates, so concerned about children throughout the world, he's willing to give billions of dollars to get them all vaccinated. What's really going on?
Well, I got involved when I went part-time several years ago, I think just before 9/11. And I was recovering from knee surgery, and it was finally the first time in my life I really could sit down and read some things and think about what was going on. And I was actually real interested in the events of 9/11, and my eyes were open, and you've covered that a lot of times on your show. And, you know, my coming to where I'm at today wasn't an overnight process. I sort of gradually was exposed to these things and was able to digest some of this. And I'd like to thank your program for helping me get there quicker. Because you're one of the few truth seekers out there, and I congratulate you for your good and godly work that you're putting out on the airwaves. I was interested initially personally in my own health because I had knee problems, and I was looking for alternative ways to avoid the orthopedic surgeon. And when I got hooked into a number of newsletters, such as Joe Mercola, who's in here in Chicago, I started reading issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.